It is our season review 2023-24. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through it. I will start with the summer business, Neil, all that time ago. All of those things that hadn't yet been sorted out, and there was quite a lot. I mean, I think it's probably important for this show to look at what we had to improve on tactically. And you can remember around that time, you know, Liverpool's inability to press as aggressively as they had done over the years was clear for all to see. There was breakdowns and turnovers in the middle third, which were becoming a massive issue for the bulk of the season. And then the shape was sort of backing up that flaw that they had. In the numbers at the end of last season, as in 22-23, you could see where they needed improvement. Clear shots conceded, they were 27th percentile. Counter-attacking shots against 17th percentile. So that wasn't a good metric, and there was plenty of room for improvement on that. Attacking-wise, pretty strong, really. And I don't know whether that was maybe bumped up by the last nine games, but attacking-wise, XG per shot, 85th percentile, and high-press shots, 81st percentile. Probably the only two, really, that you looked at and thought they needed any kind of work. I think we have to start with the recruitment. Was it eventually as good as it could have reasonably been?
I think, so the first part of this is that the difficulty of answering that question is, I think we only really find that out this season now, the one that's coming, more than anything else, because I think that there's arguably two of the four signings who I think have still got a question mark against them. I'm not in a sort of a moody way, in that I think that there'll be good players for the whole of their career, good Champions League quality players in Szoboszlai and Gravenberg. The question is whether or not they'll suit this next version of Liverpool. And the question is whether or not where the ceiling precisely is. So I think that's difficult to tell. What I think is accurate and is worth saying is that for the first 3-4 months of the season, it feels massively as though those issues that you've referred to there, Liverpool have solved.